Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about Saturday Night Live and their most recent sketch coming out about white male rage and the Oscars, and it's a viral thing that's gone on Twitter and everything else. And we're not so much going to talk about the article in and of itself, which is what I'm going to read, but we're going to talk more about how everybody gets in this circle jerk situation to where when men are not involved in something, they point their fingers and they'll say, look at all the people that are enraged. Look at all the guys that are upset about this. And in the meantime, they're pointing to nothing. There's no guys participating. So let's get into the article real quick. And then we're going to talk about what I mean with my conversation here. So let me start my recording of this. So we have on CBS News, or is this NBC? This is NBC News. SNL's White Male Rage song goes viral, prompting critical discussion of Oscars. Melissa Villasenor rattled through a list of this year's Oscar-nominated films that share one narrative in common, white male rage. During the weekend update segment of this week's Saturday Night Live, a standout bit performed by cast member Melissa Villasenor acknowledged a commonality among a majority of the Oscar-nominated films, leading to a lively discussion on social media. Villasenor appeared on the segment to show off her Oscar songs, each about a different film nominated this year, only for a trend to appear, each film centered around white male rage. After the weekend update, co-host Colin Jost remarked that none of Villasenor's songs appeared in any of the films. She replied, of course, none of these songs are in the movies, Colin. Here's another one. When Jost asked how many more songs there were, she said a whole bunch, but she said she would combine them all, rattling through nominated films that shared the narrative of white male rage, such as Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Jojo Rabbit, and 1917, while adding that Little Women creator Greta Gerwig, whose film was not about white male rage, was snubbed for a Best Director nomination. The bit, which was written by Villasenor and SNL writers Dan Bula and Steven Castillo, struck a chord on Twitter, where the white male rage hashtag began trending and had well over 14,000 tweets by Sunday afternoon. So here first I'm going to talk about the 14,000 tweets. I went over to Twitter and I did a search for white male rage. And what I mean by a circle jerk is this. It's everybody making fun of nobody. I went through here and most, I would say probably, I didn't go through all 14,000, but I probably scrolled through 400 or 500 of them. And what I found was people were saying, I'll read an example here. This feels like an origin moment for white male rage. Hilarious and true. Well done. Okay. I haven't seen any men raging about this yet. Now they're talking about a little bit of politics on that one. They link to another skit. I can appreciate this. Okay, but that's not a guy raging. Don Oddest, yes, indeed, but inspired in part by some progressive pro-abortionists. Okay. You see, going down through here, what they do is they're bringing up other topics. They're all saying, yeah, that's, I can't believe all the butthurt guys complaining about this. And I scrolled, and I scrolled, and I scrolled. And you know how many butthurt guys I saw in this? Nothing really. There was a couple guys that said, you know, this is promoting a theme that we really don't need. I mean, why would you segment out a large majority of your audience? Or what's the whole point of picking on men? Now, on top of that, the interesting thing is, let's talk about who are the men that vote for the Oscars. So all of you watching my videos, any of you that vote for the Oscar nominations, raise your hand. Exactly. None of us. So we're not the ones that chose these particular movies. The other people in Hollywood were. So now the left, the woke left, is making fun of the other woke left, where the rest of us kind of everyday average guys, we're not involved in this at all. But they still decide to take it out as if we're outraged. Now the truth is, I didn't even watch the skit. I don't need to. I already know what it's about just by all the responses. But there's no one raging about this. So to say that, oh, there's a big, big problem, there are 14,000 people all making fun of something that doesn't exist. There's no guys raging about this. New York Times media reporter Nicole Sperling tweeted, well, at the Academy, you've just been handed your opening number for Oscars 2020. Hope you do it justice. Every Oscar Best Picture nominee has only been created because of white male rage. Gotta love SNL, one Twitter user wrote. Another wrote, Melissa V. Comedy gives the best summary of Oscar season this far. The conversation on social media began to deviate from just talk about the Oscars and gradually escalated into conversation about white male rage in modern society and in the 2020 race for the presidency. So now, I want you to read their examples, or I want you to listen to their examples of the quote-unquote white male rage. None of that was in The Irishman. I should know. I watched that movie alone on Christmas Day. Someone else writes, this year's Oscar nominee theme. Same thing. This guy just realized that white male rage was the theme of this entire episode. My thanks to Melissa Villasenor for the new ringtone. It's an instant classic. I think it's safe to say that White Male Rage song is now on SNL, is going to be in my head for a while. Now, those are all the people supporting it, and I was a little ahead myself. Now, let me read this next part here. Fragile Men set out to prove that SNL is completely irrelevant by tweeting about it all night long, White Male Rage, one Twitter user wrote. But again, it wasn't the white males that were tweeting this. It was all the people making fun of the non-existent white males that were making, you see what I'm saying? So no white males made fun of it, but then everybody stood around saying, gosh, can you believe about all the white males making fun of this? There were no white males in there. So it becomes a circle jerk where everybody's shaking each other's hands for all the great job they've done making fun of the people that aren't even in the conversation. Another tweeted, if you're white and male and don't like being treated as a faceless part of a group, losing all your individuality when someone talks or jokes about white male rage, it could be a chance to understand that people in other groups may feel that way too when you stereotype them. Again, there's no men in here taking part of the conversation. While Twitter went back and forth on the segment, a handful of users found one idea they could agree on. She should host the Oscars. So I brought up this other article, and it says, same thing here, SNL white male rage sketch has predictably enraged a lot of white males. So I think they have some examples here. So let's listen to the white men being enraged. Ready? Now, The Quartering, Jeremy over at The Quartering, I think he did a segment on this as well. I didn't watch it because I didn't want to accidentally copy anything he had done. So maybe I'll watch it later. But he states, a bold move, SNL, singing about white male rage. I'm sure that will bring back all the ratings you've been losing to people who are sick of that kind of BS. See you idiots on Monday. Another cloner. Can someone please explain how a skit on SNL with a song White Male Rage is not racist? It's this garbage that continues a division that was created 10 years ago at a time when we should have moved past this as it is, and unite as a proud nation that's indivisible. Wow, listen to all the rage in his voice. They're really screaming and upset, like almost like uncontrollable monkeys. Or they could just be bringing up valid points in a discussion. But because it's a white male saying it, we shouldn't listen to him? Another guy says, now where could the women aren't funny trope come from? And the last here, why do you idiots complain about racism yet proceed to do racist crap like this, white male rage? So again, it's not that men are sitting here screaming and throwing fits and they're just saying like, you know, why call us out on this? We don't have anything to do with this. This is rather targeting an audience. You're pointing your finger at the wrong direction. And then when they say, oh, you know, male society, they're not stepping up, they're not doing what they need to do, why would they? Why would they do anything for a society that pokes fun of them like this? And it's not, granted, this particular case is white male rage, but imagine if you put out a hashtag that said black female rage. What would happen? You know, oh, let's make fun of some black women getting angry. The internet would stop. But again, why is it always okay that the white male or men in general are can be made fun of? And supposedly it's because, well, we've had it good for so long and we've been part of the patriarchy and we've run this country for hundreds of years. I don't know about you, but everybody around here, mostly under the age of, say, 90, but most of the people that are in social media and taking part in this stuff, we're in our 20s, our 30s, our 40s. We're everyday average guys. We're not part of the patriarchy. Just because there's a lot of white male CEOs doesn't mean I have anything to do with that. The last time I checked, I didn't run a country. I didn't run a company, and I never have. They do the same thing when they write articles about men or anybody pulling apart like the new Star Wars movie. And they say, Ridley Scott wasn't a very good example of a heroine. She was kind of a Mary Sue. She knew all this stuff without training, and she was too powerful, a one-dimensional character. And I just didn't care for it as much as I cared for name any of the other movies. But because guys will put that out there, they'll say, oh, you just don't like strong women, or you just so on and so forth, whatever. But the whole point is, again, that men aren't raging about this. They're just giving their opinion on something, and instantly they have to turn it into, well, we've really upset them, as if we're that fragile. No one on there cared, and no one does. Unfortunately, I think this is a way that companies and people try to stay relevant by calling out a group and saying that they're upset or saying that they're really bothered by something when they're not. I guess when enough of us go away and stop responding to anything, then they can't really pick us on us anymore. And if they do, none of us will know, and none of us really already care. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you want to support my work, links are below. I do have Patreon and Subscribestar, as well as my Bitcoin and my PayPal accounts. And as always, please like, comment, and share. That's what you can do to support my work. Best of all is to get our videos out there to the manosphere so more men can join us in going their own way. I am Joker. This is Better Bachelor. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle. ¶¶